Well, before we delve into, I'm going to just have a few comments based off of things I wasn't able to cover last night. I mentioned last night about the program called Symbolon, which is a program that walks through the Catholic faith. We filmed in Rome, in the Holy Land, in Calcutta, and brought together a whole team of teachers to walk through the faith in really in light of the kind of questions people have in our culture today. And I've met so many adult Catholics say, I learned more in this video than I ever have as a Catholic in my life. I've heard many people say things like, this is finally, you know, helping me make sense of the faith. This is giving me an understanding of the faith I never got growing up. So if you're hungering for a deeper formation, I'm just going to hold it up one more time. I would really recommend being able to view this program. And I'm going to tell you about a way that you can do that in a moment here. But I also want to tell you about, if you want to learn more about the program, we have a little flyer in the back, and those I'll leave those in the back. But that marriage program I was telling you about called Beloved. This is a program that we developed at our institute, and once again, featuring lots of teachers. It's not like a video where someone's talking at you and just teaching you. It's more like you feel like you're watching a movie. And I've met young couples who are preparing for marriage, for example, and they were watching these videos, and they started on Friday night, and they kept watching one, and then another, and then another, and then by Saturday afternoon, they watched all 12 episodes. They couldn't stop watching. And I've heard this here in the United States. I met a couple in Ireland that went through it, and it deepened their faith and prepared them for a joyful marriage. But I would also say that while a lot of people are using this for marriage preparation, most people using the Beloved series are just married couples. They've been married, you know, 5, 10, 30 years. And if you ever feel like your marriage needs a tune-up, you know, you're not in a marriage 911 situation, but you feel like, I need to change the oil in the marriage. We got to get a little tune-up here going. You know, I want it to be better, but you're just busy. You don't have time to go away on a big retreat. Here's a way that you could do a marriage retreat in your own home. And Father has been passing out this flyer, I think. Is the flyer passed out, Father? No. Okay, he's going to pass out a flyer. And maybe we could just do this at the end. That's fine. But I'm going to tell you about this. Do you remember, for those that were here last night, I talked about formed.org, F-O-R-M-E-D.org. It's an online digital platform, a website, a platform that we developed that has lots of great videos on it. It has the video program Symbolon that I was telling you about, the walk through the faith. I know a lot of families using it for Symbolon Sundays. It's an afternoon, Sunday afternoon, they, as a family, go through the videos. Great thing to do in this year of mercy, perhaps, or in this time of Lent. I know a lot of people that also get online on formed.org, and they're watching Beloved from home. And they're able to access all of the videos from formed.org on marriage. And they can. One of my kids I coach soccer for, and I dropped him off, and his mom came out and came and said, Ted, thank you so much for this Beloved series. Because I've been married 15 years, and I have a good marriage, but sometimes I'm overwhelmed, and I forget what marriage is all about. This program, my husband and I have been going through it, is changing our marriage. And so this is available on formed.org. And I mentioned last night that other programs available on baptismal preparation are there, Bible studies by Dr. Tim Gray, Dr. Brant Petrie, Bible studies by Scott Hahn are on there. Father Robert Barron's Catholicism series is on there. Father Michael Gately's 33 Days to Morning Glory program's on there, as well as a bunch of Catholic movies on great saints like Maximilian Kolbe and Mother Teresa. So great wholesome entertainment for families. There's audio CDs from Lighthouse Catholic Media. You know those CDs in the back? You can download those on MP3. Those are available as well. And a lot of e-books from people like Scott Hahn, Joseph Ratzinger, you may have heard of, and Peter Kraft and others. So it's kind of like a Catholic Amazon or a Catholic Netflix available for people. And I mentioned last night that you could get free access for 1 month. Do you remember I mentioned that last night? I'm here to tell you something really exciting. Really exciting for this year of mercy. Not only are you going to get free access for this for 1 month, but I am here to tell you that Father Jurek has bought for the entire parish access to formed.org for this year of mercy. I have to be honest, I've never seen anything like this. I often go to diocese and I present to the clergy and I tell people about Formed and they like it. They tell me they'll get back to me or they're going to call my office and then they'll get set up in a couple of weeks. We're driving home from the Spiritual Life Center and Father says, hey, is there any chance I could get online and get Formed today and we can print out flyers and tell everybody tonight? I go, Father, we have 2.5 hours. He goes, oh yeah, I like to act quickly. So he's a decisive man. And he has a great vision. And he's told me about how much he believes in investing in the people of the parish. And I hope you all, I've sensed that in my just short, you know, barely 24 hours here, hearing about all the ministries here, the wonderful things. I met with him in CY this morning over breakfast. I told him I want to hear more because I want to share this story about what's happening at Blessed Sacrament Parish and share it with many other parishes and dioceses when I'm speaking around the country. Because the investment of your pastor and the staff he's built around him to in all of you to be very kind and welcoming, create a hospitable environment, and then really invest to bring in presenters, giving away books, and now giving you something like Forum.org. Not every parish does that. You are very, very blessed to be here. Thank him. So now you all have the flyer. It's okay, it's still going around, so they're going to get some to you. Who doesn't have a flyer? Maybe just put your hands up real quick. Okay, I'll give you mine when we're done. So for all you're going to do is, if you look at the bottom left-hand corner of the flyer, you register at formed.org. So what you have to do is you go to formed.org online, and then there's going to be a place where you are going to set up your own registration code. Okay, and that's your parish code. So for your parish, it's 3MKD43. And you share this with anybody in the parish. You share this with anybody in the parish. Father, if you want, Father, you can set this to anybody in the parish boundaries, by the way. They don't even have to be Catholic. You can go door to door and give this away to anyone in your canonical boundaries. That's how this works. We just want the good news to get out to as many people as possible. And so share this with your friends. If you have a friend who says, they're doubting their faith, and you will talk to them. Can you go and share a video with them when they come to your house? Absolutely. So this is the good news. It's not ours. Get it out there to the world. So just go to formed.org, and then you'll see a place where you're going to log in as a parishioner. So it'll be down at the bottom of the homepage. You log in as a parishioner, and then it's going to ask you to set up your own account. And then when it asks you what parish are you in, you type in this code there. Does that make sense? So it should be straightforward, but I really, really encourage you. This is a great gift. In the Year of Mercy, Pope Francis is asking us to do a little more, do something extra. One of the great things he wants us to do is take time for greater formation for ourselves. And you can get on there. If you're a reader, you can read a whole bunch of e-books if you like that. If you have a big commute and you drive a lot and you just want to listen to talks, you can download the talks. But certainly you can watch these great videos. I know a number of you have used Opening the Word. How many have used Opening the Word here from years past? Opening the Word is on formed.org. So what Opening the Word is a short 5-minute video reflection on the Sunday readings. And so you can see for the upcoming Sunday, you click on it, and every week it's right there, and you can just have something to prepare your heart and mind for Sunday Mass. I know, again, a lot of families have gone through it as well. There's leaders' guides that are available on formed.org for all the programs, and all the leaders' guides and workbooks are unlimited and for free. You just print them out on your own. You don't have to go call and order someone, you know, to send you the workbooks. You can just have it right there if you want to lead. I know there's a number of small groups here in small Christian communities. So this is an incredible gift that Father's given you. Welcome to the world of Forum.org. You could do your own marriage retreat. You can walk through Symbolon all on your own, and you have more than a month to do it now. But get started this week. Amen? Amen. All right. So I've got 7 minutes to give you a talk. How am I going to do this? All right. You know what I want to do? I think I'm just going to end with one big point. It was one of those points I didn't get to last night. So in that second talk last night, we were talking about those cultural influences that really get in the way of our own faith life, can choke our faith life, the lay faith life of the people we serve. One of the big issues in our culture today is the way we view God. So last night, we talked about our views of love. We especially talked about our views of morality and being intolerant and judgmental, and we made some distinctions about we're not judging anyone's soul, But we can use our mind and make a judgment that there's certain things that just aren't good for people. They're not going to be happy. And if we love them, we want to share them. It's not about judging their soul. That's only between them and God. So those were some big things we got into last night when we were looking at these themes from the Love Unveiled book. But this last one is I want to get to is the view of God. 94% of Americans believe in God. Did you know that? 94%. That's surprising. But if you actually scratch under the surface there, you'll discover that while 94% believe in a God, the overwhelming majority don't believe in a personal God. They do not believe in a personal God. Their God is impersonal, uninvolved. They believe in some higher power, some supreme being like the Force in Star Wars, something like that. But they don't really believe in a God that loves them and a God that's involved in their lives. In fact, I would say that maybe one way of looking at it is that many people believe in the Bette Midler version of God. Now, I'm not going to pick on Bette Midler, but do you remember that song in the 90s she wrote? From a distance, God is watching us. And I say, no, that's not true. God isn't up in the stands watching us down on the field of earth. No. He's involved in our lives. He became one of us. He comes on our altars. We receive him intimately in Holy Communion. And yet, did you know that even half of all Catholics are not convinced that they can have a personal relationship with God? Half of all Catholics. Now, what does this lead to? It leads to two things. One is, if I don't really believe God's involved in this world, then I'm going to say things like, well, all religions are just the same. No one religion is better than another. We are all just kind of searching for God. We're all just trying to climb the road up to God, and we all can just forge our own road. And that's the attitude that many people have today. Many people will just say, all religions are just the same. We just forge our own pathway to God. And because if I believe, again, in an impersonal God, a God that's not involved, then that makes sense. Then no one religion has more to offer than another. We're all just kind of searching for God. But the problem is, when someone just says, hey, aren't all religions just the same? It's arrogant for you Christians to think that you have more truth or have brighter lights than the rest of the religions of the world. That's very arrogant of you. I would just pause and say, wait, well, hold on a second. Let's talk more fundamentally. Do you believe in just the Bette Midler God, the Force, or just some power up there? Because that's the real issue. Because I don't believe in that kind of a God. I do not believe in a God that just created the world and that sits back and just watches us from afar. No, I believe in a God who is love. That's what 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says. God is love. And his very inner life is love. And he loves us so much, he created us. He didn't have to. And even though we turned away from him in sin, he seeks us out. And he even became one of us. He even died on the cross for us. And he wants to fill our hearts with his life as he sends his spirit to us in baptism and the sacraments. And he wants us to be happy and with him forever in heaven. That's the God I believe in, a God of love, not a distant absentee God. That's the real issue. It doesn't make sense to say that God is not involved in this world. Imagine if there was some builder here in Wichita. We'll call him Bob. Bob the Builder is building a building. Does it make any sense to say it's impossible for Bob to walk in his building and work in the building? No, it doesn't make any sense. If Bob built the building, he can walk into it. The same thing, if I believe that there's a God that created the universe, does it make any sense to say he can't enter into that world? He would never talk to us. He would never come and help us. No, it doesn't make any sense. If he created the universe, he's the divine architect. He surely can enter into it. And I believe he's a God of love, and he did seek us out. And that's all the difference in the world. If he sought us out, then it's not an issue of I'm right, you're wrong. That's not what this is about. It's just simply there's a God who loves us and he forged a path and he's seeking us. He came to reveal himself. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say, I'm showing you a way and you have to believe these truths. He said, I'm the way and the truth. And he didn't just say, go believe in God. He said, believe in me and have eternal life. This is a God that became one of us. Now, I quote an author, a popular author, Peter Kraft, on this point, who says this idea that God, it's arrogant to say one road is better than another. He says, quote, if God made the road, we must find out whether he made many or one. And if he made only one road, then the shoe is on the other foot. It is humility, not arrogance, to accept this one road from God. And it is arrogance, not humility, to insist that our man-made roads are as good as God's God-made one. In other words, it's arrogant to just say, oh, all roads are the same. If God really came down and revealed himself to us, it is utterly arrogant to say, my road is better than the one God made. So the big issue is simply, do you believe in an impersonal God that's far, far away, or a God that loves us and seeks us out? That's the real issue. But probably more fundamental for this year of mercy, and I'll close where we began, is that if I believe in a distant God, not only am I going to say all religions are the same, no one religion is better than another, you know what I'm going to do? I'm ultimately going to despair in life. Because when I face my own weakness and my own sins, my own problems, my own loneliness, my own difficulties in life, and I don't have anywhere to turn with that, then I'm just going to give up. I'm going to despair. But the great news is, and Pope Francis makes this point, he says, our modern world is deeply wounded, and yet not only do we not know what sin is anymore, we don't believe that God can help us with our sin, that God can't help us with our problems, God can't heal me of the wounds in my life. And that's a greater tragedy, he says. I don't really believe that God can really help me. And yet, God wants to come and accompany us. And the greatest place he wants to do that is in confession. That's what I'm going to close with. This is my closing story. In St. Peter's, when you go to St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, to the right of the main altar, there's an area where confessions are heard in many different languages, Polish, Portuguese, French, Italian. And hundreds of people come every day to confess their sins in this area. And as they leave this area and they walk back in the basilica, there's this big mosaic here of a scene from the Bible. It's the story of Peter getting out of the boat and walking on water. Remember that story? He sees Jesus, goes, I want to come out too. And Peter starts to walk on the water. He's all excited. This is cool. But then what happens? He takes his eyes off of Jesus. He hears the wind and the storm and he's nervous. And what does he do? He starts to sink. And he's about to drown and he desperately reaches out to Jesus and says, Lord, save me. And then Jesus reaches out and brings him into the boat. Why is that scene there in the area where confessions are heard? What does that have to do with confession? Everything. Because what happens when we sin? We take our eyes off of Jesus. And what happens in our lives when we put other things as more important than God's plan for our lives? We start to sink. Our lives aren't going as well as they used to. And we feel like maybe we're drowning. But the good news is all we have to do is reach out to Jesus. And he's waiting for us in the sacrament of confession. And just say, Lord, save me. And when Jesus sees us coming to confession, he says, it's about time you confess that sin. It's been 30 years since you've been to confession. Yeah, is that what he does? No. So many priests tell me their greatest joy is when someone comes in and says, Father, it's been 30 years since my last confession. And the priest is rejoicing that the soul is turning back to God in this profound way, and the angels are rejoicing. That's what Jesus is doing. No matter what we've done, no matter how many times we've done it, no matter how angry we've been or hurt we've been, no matter how long we've been away, whether it's been 3 months or 3 years or 3 decades, know that Jesus is waiting for you in this great sacrament of love. Like the father of prodigal son, he's reaching out to you. Like Jesus there at the book, he's longing for you. He loves you as you are, even in the midst of your sins, in the midst of your hurts. He loves you and he wants to forgive you. But he doesn't just want to forgive you. He wants to heal you. People don't think about this with confession. They only think about confession as forgiveness. They forget about the healing power of confession. Pope Francis says, don't treat confession like the dry cleaner. I love that line. You know, you get a stain, you got to go to the dry cleaner, and I'm going to get the stain removed. That's what we think confession's about. I'm going to get the stain of my sin removed. Yes, that happens. That's one aspect of confession. But there's a whole other very, very important aspect, and that's sin wounds us. We develop bad habits. And I need a physician. I need healing. I need to get that stain removed, but underneath that sin on the stain of my soul are deeper wounds. And there's powerful graces that come in confession that will heal your soul, help you overcome your selfishness, your pride, your hurts, your insecurities, the wounds you had from childhood, the tensions you've had in your marriage, situations with your children. God wants to heal all of that. Go to the confession not just to get your sins stain removed. Yes, that'll happen. But also go for the grace that God wants to give you. So So those are some of the things that I talk about in the Love Unveiled book, and I wish we had more time to continue talking. At least I got one more point in from last night. I've got to go to Wichita State. Will you pray for all the young people at Wichita State that I'm going to be presenting to tonight? If you pray for them, and most of all, we pray for my own marriage and family. It's easy to stand up and talk about marriage. Just talk to my wife. I don't live this out as well as I should. And I mean that. I'm not just exaggerating. I really don't. And we know we mess up all the time, and I know I need prayers. So while I'm away, I always ask for prayers for my wife, Elizabeth, and our 7 children, one on the way, number 8, if you can remember that, I would greatly appreciate it. Follow me on Facebook. I posted some things today on the Great Feast of the Chair of St. Peter, so you can keep in touch with me over Facebook or visit my website, edwardsri.com. You can learn about my pilgrimages and my other books on my website. I also have information on my Holy Land pilgrimage in a flyer on the back. Father's coming to take me away, so I better go. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much, and may God bless you all.